all that was going on and the noise, that was just awesome.
Yeah, and that pitch missing in there for strike number two. But, I mean, it's just great to really see, you know, such a new look on the team as well. The Grabenor, like you mentioned, the fans getting involved as this one's hit up the middle towards second base. A throw across the diamond, and they got him in time. That's out number one here in the second inning. Rafters trying to get a bit of a rally going. It seems like maybe need a little bit of the fan interaction here, and they've been loud today. I've loved hearing it, and hopefully the guys can kind of get something going for them. You know, you talk about Grabenor and kind of what it means for the fans. You want to go ahead and just kind of talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, you know, when I think of Grabenor, somebody asked me recently, what's our why? And our mission statement is where a community comes together. And so as I think about it as to grabbing an oar, I think of that it's a lot bigger than just this ballpark. It's all of the Wisconsin Rapids community that we all come together. You know, ideally, of course, we'd love to have people come together here at the ballpark. But we try to do things, you know, for the community. Like one of the awesome things we did last year was Ag Day. And we're having it again on June 14th this year. And it's showing that appreciation for the people that work hard and putting food on our table.
As that one's hit into left field, that gets down for a hit. So the Rafters getting a little bit going themselves right here as they get a runner aboard first with one away. Hiroto Kobayashi picking up the single as Chris Diaz will step up to the plate. And, well, a couple of new players in today. And, you know, maybe a couple of new fans that haven't been following the team over the past few years trying to get into here. What would you kind of break down to them as a reason to come out to games?
You know, really part of it is where we come together as a community. It is, we have a lot of excitement out here. And, I mean, there's some good baseball. You know, and I think a lot of people are not aware of the fact of the success we've had. The best record in league history here. You know, so, I mean, we've got really good players. We've got five guys in the major leagues right now. It's just a great experience, but it's also, it is where we all come together.
As the 1-0 count here is going to miss a little bit low for ball number two. So 2-0 with a runner on first and one out. And joined by one of our owners here at Wisconsin Rapids, Joe Fonte, for those who are tuning in. And, well, glad to have you along for the ride.
Thank you.
Joe, it's just been, you know, a great start to the season so far. And I've really felt very connected, not just here within our group, but really with the community as well. And you were talking a lot about how the community is supposed to be, you know, one of the forefronts of the mission statement for this baseball club. And when you look at the way that, you know, the players, the fans, and the, you know, everyone, the staff interacts, how do you kind of see that coming together on the field, and how do you see that shaping the rest of the season here?
We all play a part. You know, every single person that's here plays a part for what happens. And
a 3-1 count is hit towards
the
right
side. Great things.
As that one is going to get into right field, a laser over to third base. Did they get him? I don't know. We're waiting on the call from the ump, and Hiroto Kobayashi looks like he might have got hurt on the tag as he's over there on the bag. And we're waiting on the call still. I think he's safe. I don't know. The umpire, I'm still waiting to see a call, but it looks like Kobayashi is safe over there at third. So a single from Chris Diaz sends Kobayashi over to third base. And, well, hey, a little bit of excitement here. Glad to see the fans getting involved.
Definitely some excitement going on. And let's have a rally, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, there's plenty of opportunities, you know, around here in this ballpark to get excited. What's maybe your favorite thing about the ballpark specifically here?
You know, I think part of it is, and a lot of people don't know this then too, this ballpark will be 100 years old in just a few years. In 2028, it'll be 100 years old. So, I mean, there's so much history out here at the park. I was just talking to a fan that, you know, Mo Hill, which we've, you know, of course, got signage out there about Mo and the difference that he made here, and he came last year, and it was very nice having him. But all the players that have played in the major leagues then that started here.
Yeah. a one count with one away. Runners on first and third for the Rafters. Down 2-0, trying to come back into it. And the pitch is a little high for ball number one, a 1-1 count. And, well, when you look at the team out here, and obviously it hasn't been the start that we've been hoping for, but there's still a lot to go, a lot of the season left.
There is.
How excited are you for this team-wise and watching them throughout the year?
You know, I think Coach has put together a nice roster. And, you know, the thing is that I'm very happy for the success that some of the players are having where their teams are, you know, trying to get to Omaha. And, you know, I think as we bring in some of those players, that will also help us. But I think Ziggy's put together a nice team for this year.
Yeah, and I mean, Ziggy, obviously I've gotten a lot of time talking with him. Yourself, you know, how did you get to know Ziggy in the first place, bringing him along all those years ago?
You know, he was one of our coaches here. And so in working as a coach, his positive energy was definitely one of those things that we really liked. And
as here's a fly into right field, that gets in for a sacrifice as Hiroto Kobayashi comes home to score. And the runner on first, Chris Diaz, moves over to second base on the throw home. So Noah Ruiz gets an RBI there and makes it a 2-1 game here. Love to see a bit of a run. Maybe you're a bit of a good luck charm. We should have you on all the time, you know?
I wish I could call myself that.
Well, at least for tonight, you're a good luck charm. So a runner on second base, two outs for the Rafters here in the bottom of the second inning. It's a 2-1 game. The guy at the plate, Pat Costin, now with Luke Skinner up after him.
I think he's due.
Oh, you're making a call on the broadcast here. Oh, man. It's a bit of a risk to do. I kind of shy away from it. But I guess we'll see. The left-hander on the mound, Gus Allred, trying to keep going. This one's up the middle, and that gets on through. Your call was right. Rounding third and coming home is Chris Diaz. The throw at the plate is over his head and to the backstop. Pat Costin moving into second, and this game is tied in the bottom of the second. Woo-hoo, man. I'm telling you, you've got a different feeling right now.
Yep.
So are we feeling?
I saw the way he hit the ball in the first game here, and was making some solid contact, so it was time.
It was time, and, well, you were right there as Pat Costin comes up with a big RBI single there, sending Chris Diaz all the way home, and now Luke Skinner is up at the plate. Man, that was an impressive call right there.
Well, you get lucky sometimes.
You get lucky sometimes. Well, we're going to say that that's not luck. That's a little bit of skill there. And so a 1-0 count to Luke Skinner, who's now up at the plate. The Rafters this inning, it was a 4-3 ground out for Mason Onade, but followed up by Kobayashi with the single, Diaz with the single, Ruiz with a sac fly, and then Costin an RBI single. So 2-2 here as this one's hit into right field, and that will get in the glove of the right fielder for out number three. Well, Joe, it was an honor to have you on the broadcast. Any last thoughts before we hit to a quick break?
No, we just love to have all of you listening come to one of our games this year, or maybe more than one, and Austin's awesome having you here this summer.
Always appreciate it, and thank you for your time. We're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, more on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Well, an exciting bottom of the second inning where I was joined by Raptors owner Joe Fonte, and man, that was exciting. He called the RBI single from Pat Cosson. He said he's due. Well, Joe was right. Oh, man. It's tied at 2-2 here as we enter the third inning of action. Tristan Krusenberry back out there on the mound and going to see what he can do as the first pitch here to Tate Shamau is low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Recapping the game so far, top of the first came around, and, well, it was all Rockford, and here it is again. It's over to left field, and a single to lead off the frame for Tate Shamau. That is not a replay. That is live. Tate Shamau going over to first base, and so with nobody out, Tate Shamau steps on first. That brings up Tommy Townsend to the plate. Townsend up right now with Colby Felix due up on deck. Going back to that first inning where I was going to recap it, it was a walk, a single, a strikeout, a pop-up, and then a walk to load the bases, and an error from Mason Onati on his first play. Onati did just join today as that one is a ball that gets away, and so a wild pitch as Shamau moves over to second base. 1-0 the count. Townsend 0-1 on the game. In the first inning, though, on that error, one run scored, and then an RBI walk with the bases loaded from Jack Sheary. Here's a swing and a miss from Townsend to make it 1-1. Bottom of the first, though, it was 1-2-3 for the Raptors. Top of the second, it was 3-up, 3-down, although there was a single, and then caught out at third, at second, on the double play that was a line drive in the infield. 1-1 count, and that one is popped up straight back out of play to make it a 1-2 count. And then bottom of the second came around. That was just the last half inning, and it was a big one for the Raptors. Started with a ground out, then back-to-back singles from Kobayashi and Diaz. Noah Ruiz gets the sack fly by sending Kobayashi home as this pitch is a bit low for ball number two, 2-2 count. Pat Costin had the RBI single, and then Luke Skinner flies out to end the frame. And that's where we are right now, tied at 2-2, top of the third inning. 2-2 count for Tommy Townsend, as this one is ripped into deep right field. Going back on the run at the wall, it's dropped at the warning track. Can't quite get to it, and so it's a stand-up double. The runner rounding third, he's on headed home, and it's a RBI double for Tommy Townsend. A huge play from the designated hitter and puts Rockford back on top, 3-2. So now Colby Felix stepping up to the plate. Felix hoping to send home Shamau after, sorry, hoping to send home Thompson, Tommy Townsend. Tate Shamau is the guy who just scored, Tommy Townsend, the guy on second base. Colby Felix at the plate, 1-0 the count. Felix, his first time up, drew a walk on a full count, so saw some plate discipline up there as this one is outside to bring it to a 2-0 count. 77 miles an hour on that off speed from Krusenberry. Slowing it down a little bit, trying to create some swing and misses. 2-0 count. This is high for ball number three. A 3-0 count from Tristan Krusenberry, who allowed back-to-back hits to start the frame and now has a 3-0 count. Gotta find a spot. Looking back to second. Now comes home to fire, and it is a little out of the zone for ball four. And now runners on first and second for the Rivets. And a mound visit here. And looking over to the bullpen for the Rafters. There is some action over there. And I think that might be the new arm that the Rafters signed today. And a guy who was just sitting to my right for game number one, Rafters intern, Kenny Schultz, intern turned baseball player, not turned, should I say. He is a baseball player. He is a guy who pitched at UW-Stevens Point and came to the Rafters as an intern, was signed earlier today, and I'll give his story a little bit more when he comes into the game, but Krusenberry's still working for now. First pitch to the next batter up, Nolan Belcher, is inside for ball number one, and you're hoping that Krusenberry can finish up with this third inning and get Schultz maybe one or two out there as that pitch is called for strike number one, 1-1 count. So 1-1 count, runner on first base. The runner on first and second, I should say. Runner on first is Felix. Runner on second is Townsend, as this one is low to make it a 2-1 count. Nolan Belcher at the plate. He reached on an error back in the first inning. But officially, he's 0-for-1 as this pitch misses outside, and it's 3-1 as Krusenberry is still yet to record an out here in the third. So hoping to see him get this frame here, 3-1 the count. Runners on first and second, nobody out here in the third inning, and there's ball number four. The bases are loaded here as Tristan Krusenberry hoping to work through it. And we'll see if we make the call to the bullpen in there. That might be the call to the bullpen. We're looking down. Ziggy coming out here to talk to Tristan Krusenberry on a full mound visit. And it looks like they're making the call to the bullpen. So we'll get to introduce you to one of my fellow interns and a newly signed Wisconsin Rapids Rafter, Kenny Schultz, when we come back from break. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
And Kenny Schultz taking the mound for the Rafters, and so cool to get to see him out there. And, I mean, this is one of the stories that you just don't get to tell all too often. And it was, I was talking to him earlier. He was official scoring for us in game number one of this. Now he's going back out there, and he is playing for the Rafters. He is currently an intern with the team, and he is taking on all the roles of an intern. So he's doing the same as me and all the other guys in the media department and all the other great workers that we have. And he's also pitching for the Rafters, and that's what he wasn't expecting to do. He had his tryout earlier today and absolutely looked phenomenal in it. He's out here and he's working, getting warmed up with Ashton Zacher behind the plate and hoping to find his stuff. And, well, when I was talking to Kenny, he was saying, man, I wasn't expecting to do this, but I am so excited. He said he was nervous, a little bit nervous, and he said it in some terms. He said, you can quote me on this, and I'm not going to. But to say the least, he's feeling a little nervous about this, but he's excited to get out there onto the mound for the Rafters. And after his work earlier today, he was added to the team, activated by the team, and couldn't pitch in the first game, but going to pitch here. He's a guy who comes from UW-Stevens Point. This past season, he pitched in 21 innings for Stevens Point, posting a 6.86 ERA. But really right now, we're hoping that he can throw some strikes in his career. He's been relatively limited at walking batters. Just 21 walks in 70 career innings pitched at the collegiate level across D2 and D3. And he definitely fits in with the team, and I think you should treat him as such. He's got similar statistics to some of the other guys you're going to see, and I'm excited to see what he gets to prove. He comes into a situation with the bases loaded and nobody out as Jack Shirey is up at the plate. The first batter takes him high into right field, but should be easily catchable. Running up on it, Diaz, who makes the throw, he'll fire it home, but way up the line, not able to make it. It was a laser, but not able to come up with the out. So a sacrifice fly, but it is out number one here in the third. So that's a RBI for Jack Shirey, his second of the game, as it brings up Ian Cech to the plate. Schultz, a left-handed pitcher, so he joins the staff as one of three lefties on the roster, as this pitch misses low for ball number one to Cech. Cech, the first baseman for the Rivets, with runners on first and third and one away, a round ball double play could make it the end of the inning, but you also got to worry about that runner on third, and this could be the ground ball double play. 6-4, back to three in time, and they got him. Oh, man. Kenny Schultz, a great first inning, allows just the one run with bases loaded and nobody out in his first time as a Rafter, and that is the way to do it. What a showing, young man, going out there and mowing them down. Double play ends it, 6-4-3, and we're all amped to see Kenny playing well. And, well, we're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, we've got more for you with Rafters Baseball on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Dismantling the IRA and other federal clean energy incentives will add a half a gigaton of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. That's according to modeling from Princeton University. House Republicans passed aggressive cuts to clean energy incentives in their latest budget. The Senate is now considering the bill. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has given the green light for a major build-out of fossil fuel-burning power plants in Wisconsin. We Energies wants to build new gas plants and operate them for 30 years, largely to meet the needs of Microsoft's new AI data center. It's turtle nesting season, and the DNR is asking drivers to slow down on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs from late May through June, when you can often see them along roads and in yards. You can help keep them safe by being alert when driving through their habitat. For a deep dive into environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
I mean, if that's not a story, I don't know what is. Kenny Schultz, team intern, turned two up, three down in the third inning. What a way to turn things around. And we'll like to see that turn up on his baseball reference page, as the Rivets still have a 4-2 lead, but did limit the damage there. Schultz doing a strong job, turning the double play. Got a ground ball, 6-4-3 to end the frame. And so the Rivets added two, both off the record officially of Tristan Krusenberry, whose night ended after just two innings pitched. But we have the book closed on Rafters starter Krusenberry. Jack Guerrero going to lead off the frame for the Rafters. Guerrero, his second time up to the plate today. But last inning, the Rafters to the Rivets, two runs on two hits, no errors, and they also left two runners left on base. As here's a swing and a miss from Guerrero, makes it an 0-1 count. So 0-1, Guerrero playing first today. A ground out over to first. Trying to get the offense loaded up as that pitch misses away. And the count runs to 1-1. And the 1-1 count is a little low to bring it 2-1 for Jack Guerrero. So Tristan Krusenberry, his line, will get that to you in 1 second as the 2-1 count here to Guerrero is popped foul straight back out of play. And Tristan Krusenberry goes 2 innings pitched, allows 3 hits, 4 runs, although 2 of them were earned. Walks 5 batters, 1 strikeout, no hit by pitch, no balks, as the 2-2 is a little low and the count runs full, 3-2. There was 2 wild pitches on the line of Krusenberry. 3-2 count, and it's a swing and a miss from Guerrero as he goes down on strikes to bring up Royce Clayton Jr. with 1 out and nobody on here in the bottom of the 3rd inning. Rivets still up 4-2, but the Rafters hoping to get a little bit of momentum going their way. So now looking home, Gus Allred, who's still on the mound, gets a swing and a foul ball straight back out of play from Clayton. Sorry, that's not Gus Allred on the mound. That's actually a new pitcher, is Danny Cercello. Danny Cercello on the mound for the Rivets. And Cercello, having started off the inning, 0-2 count. This one misses outside, and it's now 1-2. So a 1-2 count from Cercello. Cercello, I apologize about not getting you his numbers. He's a left-handed pitcher as this one misses inside to Clayton for ball number 2, 2-2 count. Cercello, 6'8", 185 from the University of Houston. As this one is fouled off by Clayton, so we'll do 2-2 once more. Cercello, one of a few guys on this team from big colleges. Houston, a big one. 3-2 count as that misses outside. And just a freshman there. He comes from the town of Naperville, Illinois. Got a little bit of family up there. Might be tuning in right now. I don't know. 3-2 is outside, and Royce Clayton Jr. is going to take a walk. So with 1 out, the Rafters get a man on first. Finding themselves down 2. They're hoping to use that story of Kenny Schultz to their advantage. Get a little bit of momentum going. And, you know, when you see something like that, how can you not just get amped up and ready to go? Ashton Zacher at the plate, left-handed batter, as here's a pickoff back to first base. Clayton back in time, so he'll stay there. You got a guy who've come from the intern staff who's kind of been working with you guys, and then he comes to join the players as his pitch is inside for ball number 1-1-0 to Ashton Zacher, so everyone's amped up to see Kenny pitching out there, and great first inning. Feels like you're ready to go out there and just crush the ball. 2-0, but I don't know. I'm not Joe Fonte out here. I can't make calls on the air. I don't know. I'll make something when I'm feeling something. I've got a special kind of feeling. I've got the feeling right now, you know, that the team is going to do well. But I don't know who specifically. I guess the moment it'll appear itself. 2-0 count, runner on first, one away, and the runner's taken off. Clayton going down to second, the throw not in time, and it's a stolen base as it was a ball low. So a 3-0 count for Ashton Zacher with a runner on. Well, looks like they're going to call that one a walk. I guess I had the count wrong as Zacher walks on down to first base. So back-to-back walks issued by Danny Cercello after striking out the first batter he faced. And now the pitch is going to miss a little bit low for ball number one, so a 1-0 count. Mason Onati at the plate. And Onati, I mean, I would love to talk about this guy, but feel like I've been talking too much about Kenny. Let's talk a little bit about Mason Onati, who comes to the Rafters from Pensacola State College. Onati, a new addition this year, but he returns from last season back to the Rafters after a pretty successful year. Comes from the Tulane Green Wave, where he's currently committed to return to D1 baseball and sign with Marshall for next season. This past season, he was with Pensacola State College. The previous year, it was with Tulane. Now he's going to come back to D1 this upcoming season to play for Marshall. So looking forward to that. It should be exciting to see him out there. But his past season with Pensacola State, absolute star for the Pirates. Batted .312, got on base .474 clip. 1-0 count here to Onati is called strike. So a 1-1 count. One away, runners on first and second. The lead runner, Royce Clayton Jr., is showing that he will steal, but it's fouled back, and now the count runs to 1-2. A little bit of action in the bullpen for the Rivets. Brett Caldwell getting warm. 1-2 count to Mason Onati. Native of Powell, Ohio. Cercello looks back to second. Now this one's off the end of the bat towards the Rafters bullpen area and bounces in the grass. So we'll do 1-2 once more. Onati 0-for-1 in the game. He rounded out 4-3 back in the second inning. Trying to move these runners from first and second. One out, and the pitch misses away to bring it back even at 2-2. Well, Hiroto Kobayashi is on deck, and he's kept swinging that hot bat even into this game. Picked up a single here already, and the 2-2 count is popped in the air towards shallow center field. It's dark in the sky, but able to be caught by the center fielder Thompson for out number two. So F8 in the books as Kobayashi steps up with runners on first and second, two away. And well, Kobayashi, I mentioned it last game, but he's been riding a little bit of a streak. He's gotten on base multiple times in the first five games of the season. He's already gotten on base once this game, but his multiple on-base streak is still on the line tonight, as that's in there for strike number one. So an 0-1 count to Kobayashi. Rafters down 4-2 in the bottom of the third inning. Rivets looking well, and the 0-1 count misses low to bring it back even 1-1. Kobayashi, the left fielder today, he's played a lot of games in right field. He had started every game in right field up until the second leg of the doubleheader today, where he moved into left in order to make way for Chris Diaz in right field. This time, Kobayashi gets on top of one, goes 6-4, and It's a force outfielder's choice for out number three. And so the Rafters, they score no runs on no hits, no errors, two left on base. And when we come back, we'll see if Kenny Schultz can keep it going. Expect him back out on the mound for the Rafters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Kenny Schultz took just three pitches to get three outs in the top of the third inning. Bottom of the third inning, though, the Rafters were able to get a couple of runners on base but couldn't quite get them home to score. They stranded both of them, but Schultz here hoping to keep it a two-run game. Told his story a couple of times, but so cool to see a guy like that just step back out there on the mound and hoping to keep it rolling along is Kenny Schultz. And I realized back in the last inning, in between innings, I was told by our TV broadcaster, Fletcher Anderson, he informed me about a number change on the mound from the Rivets. So it wasn't actually a pitching change, as Gus Allred is still the one on the mound, but had changed numbers, so it's actually not Danny Cercello. There was no pitching change. Gus Allred pitched the entire game. Both of those have missed inside. It's a 2-0 count to Isaiah Thompson. Thompson, the center fielder, gets a swing and a foul tip for strike number one. 2-1 count. Thompson, 1-for-1 today, hoping to get back on base. 2-1 is a little low, and count runs to 3-1. Schultz signed as a lefty. 3-1 count, fouled back, so we've got a full count here. And Schultz nearly got nailed by a pitch up here, a foul ball in the press box a couple days ago, but kind of dove out of the way from it. 3-2 is a off-speed that just misses a bit high for ball number four. So the first base runner against Schultz, it's Isaiah Thompson, and he's over on to first with nobody out. Brings up W.T. Jones with runner on first, nobody away, and Rivets still up two, but Rafters hoping to keep it there. Schultz sends home, and it's a bunt that's high in the air. Schultz catches it out of the air. He throws back to first. Double play. Kenny Schultz catches it out of the air. Oh, man. Two double plays for Kenny Schultz in just a few batters, and he is just cruising on through right now. Man. So a line out to the pitcher from W.T. Jones. Isaiah Thompson out at first base on the force, and it brings up Cal Jones with two away, bases empty. And Schultz fires first pitch in there, right in for strike number one. Jones, 1-for-2 on the game so far. As this one is just going to miss for ball number one, a 1-1 count. And, well, three double plays in the last three innings for the Rafters, including two of them that were caught out of the air and then thrown back to the base that the runner didn't tag up on, as that's on the outside edge for strike number two. And Cal Jones looked back at home plate umpire and said, I don't know if I agree with that, but now a 1-2 count for Schultz. He steps back, brings it home, and it gets a swing and a miss. Strike number three. Three up, three down for Kenny Schultz, who keeps dealing as the intern on the mound. Man, oh man, what a night for Kenny Schultz, who wasn't even on the team earlier today. He had an incredible bullpen session, and he's through two innings on very limited pitch counts. My goodness, just 14 pitches for him, and he is cruising. We're going to head to a quick break, and when we come back, the Rafters got to add some offense here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Rain, rain, go away. I don't want to ride my bike to work today. Ugh.
Are you tired of riding your bike in the weather? Yes, they say if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. But why wait? Go down to 8th Street Auto today. Stop getting sick in the elements and drive away in a new car or SUV. Enjoy heated seats, premium AC, and comfort. Stay dry and drive away with a new ride from 8th Street Auto and Service Center today.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 2nd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
So back to work. Gus Allred for the Rockford Rivets. They lead 4-2. And, well, the Rafters have had a masterful 1 2/3 innings from Kenny Schultz so far. But unfortunately, they don't have the lead. So they've got to rely on the offense here, as still taking some time after the pitch clock had gone down, and Gus Allred had to step back off as he wasn't ready to go once the pitch clock hit the zeros from between innings. Now he's ready to fire, and this one is ripped into right field. Chris Diaz with his first hit of the season for the Rafters. So Chris Diaz, I'm sorry, that's not his first single. It's his second. Man, my brain's got all knocked off after this Kenny Schultz story. I just wasn't expecting it, and he's just been out here dealing for the Rafters. Now, I was talking to him earlier today. I was saying, hey, so now that you're one of the guys on the team, you know, you're going to travel with the team? He said, nah, I can't this weekend. So he won't be with the team the next 2 days. He's a foul here by Noah Ruiz as that one hit home plate and then came right back up and hit him, so goes to an 0-1 count, but Schultz is still going to be on the roster for at least a week and a half, and heck, the way that he's pitching, I don't know, maybe longer. 0-1 count to Ruiz, and that pitch is on the inside edge for strike number two. And, well, Noah Ruiz has been feeling pretty good recently. And you go back to last game for Ruiz, and he went 2-for-4 with a walk and trying to keep that rolling along as this one is fouled off to the right side. And so he'll stay alive at 0-2. Chris Diaz over at first base. Diaz, one of the new additions to the Rafters. And Diaz in that first game, he didn't get to play. Of course, because it was the roster from yesterday, and Diaz wasn't ready for that game. As this pitch is outside for ball number one, a 1-2 count to Ruiz. Ruiz, this game, he's already got an RBI. He's got the sac fly from the second inning. That was the first of two runs that the Rafters scored in that frame. They added another the next batter when Pat Costin hit the RBI single, as called by our owner Joe Fani, who joined us for the call today, as that one is fouled down the third base line and right in front of the Craft River area. So still a 1-2 as Ruiz stays alive at the plate, batting just 294 on the season entering today, but 925 OPS. So pretty good. He gets a hold of this one into left center field. That one's going back. That one's at the wall. That one's out of here. Noah Ruiz, two-run shot. He has tied it up here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The fireworks are going off as Noah Ruiz knots it up. We are tied in the fourth. Second home run of the season for Noah Ruiz, and he stays hot. Oh, man. What a game. What a game tonight we are seeing. This is what the Northwoods League is all about. Noah Ruiz's second dinger of the season, his third hit of the day, and a two-run shot knots it up. So now Pat Costin up to the plate in a tie ball game. Nobody on, nobody out for the left-handed batter from Indiana. This one's to the right side of the infield, broken bat, and it's easily 4-3. He's still holding the knob in his hands as the end of the bat goes off to the bat boy, who picks it up. And well, we've got one out here in the frame. But that one was crushed by Noah Ruiz right out to left center field. I wasn't sure how far it was going to go. The ball, from what I've seen carrying out of here, it sometimes it can look good and drop short, and you just keep seeing it carry and carry. No wind right now. The flag's straight down. As here's like a swinging bunt from Skinner, but the throw 5-3 for out number two. That is a great throw from third base from W.T. Jones. That's a tough play to make, but he does retire Skinner for out number two. So still up on the mound, it's Gus Allred. Allred wearing number 8 for the game today. On the roster, listed as number 11. As this one's hit straight over to third base, we're at the hot corner. W.T. Jones makes the catch on Jack Guerrero for out number 3. So the Rafters plate 2 runs on 2 hits thanks to the 2-run shot from Noah Ruiz. No errors and nobody left on. It's 4-4 as Kenny Schultz gets back to work. Let's keep it rolling here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers. Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Well, thanks for tuning in as we get back to work in the top of the fifth inning. Kenny Schultz has been absolutely dealing after signing his contract earlier today. 1 2/3 innings, he's thrown in just 14 pitches and recorded, sorry, not 1 2/3, he's gone a full two innings pitched with just 14 pitches. So far, he's induced two double plays, trying to keep something like that going as Tate Shimao steps up to the plate and see if he can work against Schultz. First pitch is fouled off by Shimao. So an 0-1 count is Shimao, 1-for-2 in the game. He singled in the third inning, came home to score then as well, but struck out swinging in the first. 0-1 count for the man from University of Hawaii and gets a big swing and a miss, and nobody's able to hit Schultz's stuff right now. And I was watching his bullpen earlier today, cheering him on because he was one of my intern teammates. Of course, I had to root for him to make the team. And well, I was up there from the rat trap watching over to the bullpen, and man, you could just hear it pop different in the glove. This one, though, it's the dirt for ball number one. 1-2 count. And up there, all of the interns, not just me, but all of the interns, it seemed like, were up there kind of watching him and simulating a crowd. That's what we like to call it, although we all just were hoping that he was going to be good enough to make the team. And, well, Ziggy was out there with catcher Ashton Zacher. That's who caught his bullpen. And this one just a bit off the plate to bring it to a 2-2 count. Thought he got him looking there, but not quite. Schultz one strikeout in the game over his two innings. Schultz looks home, now gets ready to fire, and this one is straight over to second base. Noah Ruiz knocks it down, picks it back up, throw the first in time. Out number one. 4-3 on the putout, and Schultz has gone 6 up, 7 down. Don't say that all too often. He's faced one less than the minimum. Although, of course, if he had just picked off every runner in the third inning, you could say that. But either way, I mean, it's impressive what he's been doing out there. It's a little bit of a stoppage here, and looks like a player walking very slowly. That looks like Tate Shimao might have stepped on the bag wrong, and I had kind of taken my eyes off of him as soon as the game had gone. Gets a swing and a miss here. Tommy Townsend at the plate, 0-1 count. Townsend, 1-for-2 on the night. He had a big RBI double in the third inning. Schultz looking home. He nods at his catcher, brings up the leg, and fires. This one ripped down the first baseline, but foul to make it an 0-2 count. Schultz kind of just trusting his teammates right now, and that's one of the things. It was funny. Yesterday, he was looking up here and in the press box, and maybe it wasn't yesterday. Maybe it was a few days ago. And one of the home games recently, he was looking down there and says, man, I want to throw some strikes. Doesn't do that there, though. Misses the ball high, and it's a 1-2 count. As the We Will Rock You is playing, and the fans are all stomping here, and this is an electric atmosphere here at Witter Field. 1-2 count with one away. Schultz fires. It's in there. Caught him looking. Strike number three, and Schultz gets his second strikeout of the game. Schultz still cooking through 2 2/3. Oh, man, this guy. They can't catch up to him right now. He's looking at getting our player of the game tonight if he keeps this up. Schultz looking home. He's got the right-hander Colby Felix at the plate. Schultz, a left-handed pitcher, has the first pitch. Miss a little outside for ball number one, 1-0 count. Colby Felix, no official AB in the game. He's walked both of his times up. two walks, and that one called for strike number one, 1-1 the count. And I mean, this is just what you want to see, attacking the strike zone, strike after strike. This is what you're hoping for the Rafters, and really it should be an inspiration to the rest of the group out there. 1-1 count. This one misses in the dirt, though, and man, I got to stop saying that. As soon as I say something about throwing strikes, there's one in the dirt, unfortunately. Colorado Mesa University, Colby Felix. He's from Peoria, Arizona. So a 2-1 count, and the pitch is in there, called strike number two. We've got a 2-2 count. Two away, nobody on, and Kenny Schultz just ripping it by him right now, trying to finish three innings of work. And the pitch here is a little low, and we've got a full count for Colby Felix. Felix not really showing that he wants to swing, and the "We Will Rock You" chants kind of just coming back up from the fans below us. They're still stomping their feet and clapping their hands. 3-2, two away. Nobody on. It's a tie ball game in the top of the fifth. Schultz gets a soft grounder back to the mound. Schultz picks it up, fires to first, and he got him. What a play. That's an athlete out there. 1-3 on the point out. Kenny Schultz is putting on a show here at Winter Field. We're tied at four into the middle of the fifth. We're halfway there. We'll be back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I could just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight. We're back to work here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Kenny Schultz has been dominant over three innings. Just 29 pitches thrown, and he's recorded nine outs for the Rafters. And, I mean, that's just, I mean, what a story we're seeing out here is, well, I realized what I was saying, and I was saying halfway there in between the innings. Well, we're actually more than halfway there. It's a seven-inning game, and that's, of course, because this is the second of a doubleheader. The earlier one today was a full nine innings. This one only seven, though, is we will get done after this. But a new pitcher for the Rivets, it's Brex Caldwell. Caldwell, a right-handed pitcher against the righty batter Royce Clayton Jr., who will swing and miss at the first pitch to make it an 0-1 count. Clayton, 0-1 on the game. He walked his last time up. Struck out swinging in the first, however, and that pitch is in there for strike number two. Caught him looking, so 0-2 the count. And Caldwell from Oklahoma State University. That's left-handed, 6-3, 225, 0-2 count, misses away, and it's 1-2. Caldwell, a redshirt freshman from Shady Point. So now the 1-2, it is in the dirt and bounces up, and hits off of Clayton, but after hitting the dirt, 2-2 count. On deck, Ashton Zacher. In the hole, Mason Onati. That's who's due up this frame. Nobody on, nobody out, 2-2. This one's over to second base, getting a lot of work today, 4-3. And Shamal retires him for out number one. So now Ashton Zacher will get up to work. And, well, the Rafters fell down on the scoreboard 2-0 in the first inning. That was thanks to a couple of runs coming across, the first on an error, and then the second on an RBI bases-loaded walk. In the second, though, the Rafters tied it up 2-2 thanks to a sac fly and then an RBI single from Pat Costin. As at the plate now, Zacher takes the first pitch for ball one. So tied 2-2 into the third inning, and, well, another two runs came across in the top of the third. That pitch missing for a ball, so it's 2-0. Those two runs came across for Rockford thanks to a single and then an RBI double